Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. That was Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis, the big hitter against the New York football Giants before the bye, saying he'd give his life for the guys in this locker room. Stiz, would you give your life for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad you didn't ask me.
Talking about the cereal or your immortal existence?
So, like, you think he means that literally? Like, is he in a group of, so there's 53 men on the active roster, what, 16 on the practice squad, whatever it is now, 60. So 70 guys, all 70 of them he would give his life for?
Obviously, they don't mean it literally. But I do think that, like, Will Campbell, now hearing Christian Ellis say it, I do believe him when he says, you know, I've never been in a locker room like this. I really think that they have a good thing going in that locker room. And
absolutely.
And I think that, you know, it translates on the football field.
I absolutely agree with you. And Fitzy, I think that's part of their success. And I don't think anyone is to specifically or directly be credited for that. Like, I think Mike Vrabel tried. And I think he did a good job. I also think he got fortunate. Like, when you hit the way this seems to have hit with Steph Diggs getting along with Hunter Henry, getting along with Christian Ellis, getting along with Will Campbell, getting along, like,
and Harold Landry and Morgan Moses.
Yeah.
But they did
a little
really
luck
Andy.
There.
Yeah, okay, but, like, look at it this way. Like, you know the people that are coming over. You're putting together the charcuterie board. You're planning the menu. And everyone goes, oh, my God, just everything from the drink you made, to the wine you chose, to the appetizers you served, and the way that you set the table and the music. Like, they did a great job curating and assembling this roster, not just in terms of strength and ability and talent and experience, but also character, leadership, maturity, the intangibles that actually now, as we're coming to understand, become tangibles for a football team.
Agreed. 100% agree. And they did so tactically. We didn't always get it along the way. Wait, you're getting rid of David Andrews? You're getting rid of all these captains? You're getting rid of Jabril Peppers? How is Jabril Peppers not one of your 20 best players? I know
well,
I said that.
How is David Andrews not one of the 10 best characters? Like, you and I
sure.
both know him. He's an awesome dude.
And yet it worked. So you have to give Vrabel credit for that. But I will say where the luck comes in. So the Patriots' first target in the offseason, according to Albert Breer, was T. Higgins. When T. Higgins re-signed with the Bengals, or they franchised him, they pivoted to Milton Williams, right? So you got a little fortunate there, because that changes everything if Milton Williams isn't on this team, both on the defense and the leadership.
T. Higgins making some of those one-handed catches like he did in Buffalo yesterday would have been pretty sweet.
T. Higgins is a stud. I've been telling you for years,
awesome.
I never wavered on it. He's a number one
He's only
gotten
better. I think he's actually gotten better, Andy.
What if Chris Godwin had taken the bag you offered him?
Oh, God.
What would this team look like? And that's where I think the fortune comes in, the good luck. If Chris Godwin's your number one receiver instead of Stephon Diggs, everything changes, right? Like the whole, it's the butterfly effect.
You don't beat Buffalo. You don't have all those fiery pregame speeches that Diggs has done. Like, no, it changes drastically.
So I do think there was some luck. You give them credit for the plan and credit them for pivoting and doing all these things on the fly. But then also, somehow you put all the, it's like your great grandmother. You know, great Grammy? Great Grammy goes to the fridge. She's got nothing, but she throws it in a pot and she makes a great meal. That's what Mike Vrabel did. It all came together. The ingredients, you were like, not sure, not sure, not sure. And then when you're eating it, you're like, damn, this is good, Grammy. Yes, it is.
I give Steph Diggs a lot of credit. He, from the outside looking in to me, he just seems like a leader. And I, more than anyone, was very unsure.
I was going to say, I'm glad you're saying that.
Yeah, like, I wasn't sure how he was going to fit in, the type of leader, if any, he was going to be. But it seems like the players really gravitate towards Diggs, and he has just done a phenomenal job of putting, you know, team first, being a leader on and off the field. He's kind of a celebrity in some regard.
What do you mean, kind of a celebrity?
Yeah, I mean, he's dating, like,
Cardi,
you know,
B,
the,
he's,
yeah,
TMZ,
exactly.
He's so, boats and rap videos.
He's an older guy. I think a lot of these younger guys look up to him, and I think he has done a tremendous job of being a leader for that team.
And you were the biggest doubter. I want everybody to, you told me you were seeing things in your Twitter and your social medias. You had lots of doubts that this was going to end really poorly with him, correct?
Yeah, there was a lot of look how it started. I mean, that was a huge thing, the 2C on the boat. I mean, it could have went south quickly.
That was sketchy. That was a bad first look, but what an impressive turnaround since the pink and blue stuff.
Dan Ball?
I don't know if we shared what Diggs said about Vrabel that Mike Reese quoted yesterday yet. I'll just read the text out really quick. I respect him as a coach, one of my favorite coaches up to this point. I look forward to building off of that. It's been a very, very fun year. A lot of things have taken place. Coming off of injury, being around a new group of guys, and he's made the transition real seamless as far as helping the team band together, spending time together, getting to know each other. Appreciate him as a man.
Absolutely. And Vrabel is at the top of the list. But I would also wonder, and I will never probably know this. I'm not sure if Vrabel knows the answer to this. But Stiz, you had questions about Stephon Diggs. Does he maybe get balanced out or aided by Mac Hollins, another veteran receiver who's here? What role is he playing? What role? We did a lot of talking in the summer about the old and the young coming together at Fenway Park, how the Trevor Stories and the Alex Bregmans were fitting with the Roman Anthonys and the Marcelo Myers. Well, you've got Hunter Henry. You've got all these veterans on Morgan Moses. Like, what role do the veterans guys have with the young guys and the balance of all that? All I know is it works. It works really well. You have 11 wins. And when I look across the league and you watch these games, it's not just the talent, Fitzy, but you watch the blow-ups on the sideline. And I don't mean Christmas blow-ups. I mean a receiver. You know, Dallas is the perfect example. Talk about a boom or bust offense. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens can be kicking your ass or looking to fight their own teammates on the sidelines on any given play. Mm-hmm. Have we seen one example of anything even close to that here in New England? One example of anything like bristling?
No, instead what we get are these clips of Jaylen Hawkins being funny and Kayshon Booty asking what Drake May means. And
again, perfect example. Yeah. Kayshon Booty, who comes from the LSU Louisiana world, was getting in trouble because he was too much of a star as a freshman, having eight-leg parlays. And now he's like, what the hell? Does Drake May? Like, it's a crazy dynamic, and I don't know that anyone can ever explain it. It's why I hope it works for the long haul. And what I mean by that is this season. Because this is going to be a fun team to do a retrospective on if they, God forbid, go to a Super Bowl or do pretty special things.
Just even make
the
AFC Championship. Yep. Like, a winning record would have spoken volumes to the work they did coming off of 2-4-13 seasons. Making it, like, qualifying for the playoffs would have merited an NFL Network special or something produced by NFL Films for ESPN and alternate channels. Making it to a deep playoff run or an AFC Championship, let alone a Super Bowl. Like, this just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Like, yeah, any team can turn around, but to turn around in this historic a fashion, we saw it happen last year with the Commanders. Okay, so what's happened in recent history? All right, good. This is the AFC version of that. And guess what? I don't think they're going to have the kind of, it, no matter how far this goes, I don't think they'll in turn come back the next year and just be the disaster the Commanders are.
Okay, so we feel really good about the Patriots on the field, off the field, the vibes, the record, the whole thing.
Yep.
They may be the number one seed, so they may even control home field advantage in the playoffs. That would be nice. If that's true, but regardless of that, but if that's true, who would you least want to see at Gillette Stadium? My answer, I think, is borderline been eliminated, because Joe Burrow early in that game yesterday was the answer for me. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins. I was thinking, oh boy, if that comes to Gillette, you know, they're going to score on their first drive because everybody scores on their first drive. And then when they score on their second drive, now you're chasing 14. But they basically got eliminated yesterday. It's going to be really hard for them to get in the postseason. So
they're not making the playoffs.
I think the two options that most people would pick from, and if yours isn't in here, that's fine. But I think it's going to be the Broncos and the Texans because of the defenses.
It's the Texans, and it's the Texans by a significant margin. I do not want to see the Texans coming in. Not with Hunter and Anderson and Petre and Al-Shahir and Stingley. That defense, Pollock, like, they hit fat. The coverage is great. The pass rush, ferocious. They make timely picks. They hit like a freight train at all three levels of the defense. And their offense does just enough, because Stroud isn't back to his crazy good rookie year, but he's getting better. And they have a lot of, like, now that the two kids from Iowa State that we liked in the draft, Jaden Higgins and especially Jalen Noel, are playing well. They don't have much of a rushing attack with Woody Marks, but they can absolutely sling it if they need to. I don't want to see them at all.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of those two teams because of the defenses, but I also just wonder about those offenses. And you said it, like, they're Houston's fine.
It's getting better.
It's getting better. But so is the Patriots' defense. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's getting better. It's fine. The Patriots' defense is a top 10 defense. They've lost a little bit of their luster against the ground game. But am I going to say that the defense for the Texans is going to dominate Drake May so much that he can't put up 17 points? Because I think you might be able to win that playoff game 17-14, 17-13. Something like that. I don't think Houston's going to put up a lot of points on this team. Now, we always know the wild card is always, you know, special teams plays, turnovers, pick six, scoop and score. We saw it yesterday. That Joe Burrow shot put throw changed the entire
complexion. Benford snatches it out of the air, runs it back 70 yards, and all of a sudden, a game you were in control of, box to wire, goes the other way, and that's all she wrote. There goes your season.
So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I I fear those defenses, but I still think the Patriots offense can score. And the offense is going to come together. And theoretically, Will Campbell is going to be back. And you're going to have your best offensive line with Will Campbell and Jared Wilson out there in January. You're going to have your two-headed monster at running back. I know I'm looking forward a little bit here. There is a month of football to be played and injuries to be had. But the same is true for them. Houston could get injuries. Who knows? Will Anderson could get banged up or whatever. They might be a different defense. But I just think on paper, the Patriots offense should be able to score in the high teens. And if you score in the high teens against either of those teams, shouldn't you win the football game? If you put 17 to 20 points up, shouldn't you win the game against Denver or Houston?
I mean, if you put 24 up, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, we just stretched it out a little bit, though. That's an extra touchdown.
I'm just saying. Well, they haven't lost when they, like, isn't the whole thing like they score 23, the 10-game stretch where they score 23 or more and don't give up 23. Speaking of which, early look, we got the whole week to preview Patriots-Bills. Do you think Buffalo can put up a 23 this coming Sunday?
Probably. Although, we had a texter chime in. This is an interesting text. This is I think this is recency bias at its best right here. And this is a good thing. But the texter says 978, Pat's defense hits like a freight train too. Have they done that all year, or did they do that against the Giants?
They've been hitting hard. They're a solid fundamental tackling team. They really hit hard against the Giants.
Yeah, the freight train came against the Giants.
Oh, for sure, in the form of Christian Ellis, the engineer. That said, like again, I'll just point out, go watch some Texans highlights. Sure, the Patriots defense hits hard. Houston brings a different kind of violence that I think 9 out of 10 teams aren't prepared. The Chiefs not only lost, like the kingdom crumbled last night, if you will, like, but the Chiefs look stunned by how hard the Texans hit them last night.
So I think my team that I would least want to face is Denver. And part of that is there is a chance you'd have to go to Denver right now in the standings. I don't think it's going to play out that way. I think you're probably going to finish higher than Denver in the standings, so you'd be able to host them. But I just have this thing with Denver. It's a good defense, and the Patriots going to Denver, to me, is a recipe for a season to end sooner than it has to when you go to Denver. I just, going like, back to my days as little, I told you guys, little Fat Andy in 1987 when they lost in Denver, I cried. I think that place is different. I think you lose games there because you're in Denver and it's just a thing.
Two AFC championships went the wrong way in the Brady era, 13 and 15, Andy.
Mm-hmm. And in part because, really good pass rush. Remember Dante Scarnecchia? I saw a pass rush that wasn't going to be stopped. Oh, what do we have now? A historic pass rush for the Denver Broncos. Nick Benito and those guys out there getting after it. So, and I think, who's better offensively, Denver or Houston?
Oh, boy. They're the same.
Yeah. I don't know. Because the one thing I will say is the Bo Nix end of game got a little something-something to him kind of thing.
Better offensive line in Denver, Andy?
Yes. Did you see Trent Brown? I didn't know Trent Brown was still doing the whole starting at right tackle for the Texans thing, but they're crediting him for solidifying their offensive line over the last month.
Did you see who their center is, by the way?
I didn't. Who is it?
Old pal Jake Andrews.
Oh, it's like a Patriots reunion. We should have Houston up. It'll be fun.
I wonder who their general manager is. Is he a familiar face?
Oh, wait, who's their play caller? Nick Cayley. He didn't want to take you. He wanted $4.5 million a year to be your coordinator.
Casario and Cayley and Andrews and Brown. My God, it's Foxborough South all over again.
Yeah, I think I would rather play Houston than Denver. Dan Ball?
Denver is 11th in yards per game this season. Houston 20th as an offense.
What about points per game? Get back to me. I'll give you a second. Thank you. I think I'd rather play Houston than Denver. And I just two things. The Denver place, if I have to go to Denver, worries me. Denver in general worries me. And Bo Nix, Sean Payton, I think that's a better combo than C.J. Stroud and Nick Cayley. I know Nick Cayley's my guy, but Sean Payton is Sean Payton. Bo Nix, that's a mix I don't want to face. Dan Bolt?
Both very mediocre. 14th for Denver, also 20th for the Houston Texans.
Okay, so the Texans are, no matter how you slice it, a sort of bottom third of the NFL offense. So, yeah, I feel like I want to play Houston more. Visually, you look at Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, and you're probably like, I don't really want to have Drake May deal with those guys. But
How about Morgan Moses to put like, finally, Father Time catches up with him at the wrong time. And, Will Campbell's first game back. And I don't know if that MCL is healed. Boy, Danielle Hunter beats him like a drum again for the sack. Too many pressures on Drake May tonight. It would be To me, they have the potential to be more disruptive. And Denver's defense is nothing to shake a stick at.
Good question from the text line. Texans, obviously a Texas team, but also a dome team. If they have to come to New England for a January playoff game where maybe it's 26 degrees, there's a little wind in the air. We got a quarterback that we know can play in the cold weather. We've settled in on Drake May as a cold weather QB. What about C.J. Stroud and the Texans? How their offense going to look in a January playoff game in New England, Fitzy?
I think he's played like one cold game. So, good body of work thus far. Yeah, Drake May looks like he can handle it for sure. How will the Texans handle it? Probably, you know, there's a greater capacity for them not to be able to perform the same way. But, I mean, a pass rush travels through heat, through rain, through snow, through the cold. Like, that's just stone cold fact. Denver should be used to it by now as well. But I wouldn't say the weather would give a significant advantage Patriots.
I would like to see it because I do think the home team is better suited. I think around the home team is better suited to play in the cold. And yes, Dan Ball?
Cross your fingers, cross your toes that the Patriots can jump Denver in the standings, and then they can just beat the hell out of each other in the first round of the playoffs.
Exactly.
Dan Ball.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. If you get that number one seed, you just sit back and you win a playoff game.
I think it's relatively important that the Patriots find a way to get that number one seed with the kind of caliber of team that you're looking at. We've talked about this before. But it's either Houston with their pass rush, it's Buffalo for a third time this season, which I don't like no matter how this coming week goes. It's a good caliber of team that's sitting there for you.
You one of those guys that say it's tough to beat a team three times in a season?
Absolutely.
I'm not.
I haven't run the statistical analysis of that, but I would guess that there's something to that as well.
I haven't either. I've just always said, would I rather be the team that lost twice or the team that won twice? I'd always rather be the team that won twice, so I'll take a shot at beating them a third time. Because if I beat them twice, I feel like it means I'm probably the better team. I'm probably playing better football. So you're right, though. I don't know that I want Buffalo a third time just because wonky is a word Fitzy likes to use. Can things go sideways?
Wonky.
We're going to talk to Drake in a minute, and one of the questions, actually, the quarterback question of the week sent in by Phil in Fall River has a question about that very thing, playing teams a second time and then maybe a third time, because that's not something you do very often in college football or high school football, getting used to that and the defense. 617-779-7937. As I mentioned, we are awaiting the arrival of Drake May here on a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to him in the coming minutes, hopefully. Also, 4:30 is coming up. You know what that means. Every day over the last week plus, QB Under the Tree. We're giving away an autographed football by a current or former Patriots quarterback. Who could it be? You'll have to play to find out. That's up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.